Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Brown. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to first to double up Dillinger. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Stevens moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. There goes Stevens trying to get to home. Kennedy throws the ball into Dickey, who tags Stevens, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Judnick moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is walked intentionally. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dickey for a passed ball. Hitchcock moves to third. Lehner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hitchcock scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lehner scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Stevens steals second. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Fannin moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fannin bunts towards the mound. Lee juggles the ball. That's an error on Lee. Judnick moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger is hit by the pitch. Judnick moves to third. Fannin moves to second. Earl Harris now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Judnick scores. Fannin moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fannin scores. Dillinger scores. Hitchcock moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Earl Harris. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Gillespie now pitching. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Browns. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Browns. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Jeff Heath. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Willard Brown. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing right field. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Bob Gillespie. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgen takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright scores. Hodgen moves to third. It's 8-3, Browns. Nels Potter now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Moss strikes out. 2 outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Potter moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Michaels reaches second base with a double. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Gordon Malzberger. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Dickey moves to third. It's 8-4, Browns. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-4 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.